Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, we like to cobble together great sports audio from time to time, and we have some great Hard Knock stuff here, but we also have a great fight from the morning show. And so here to bring you all the latest sports audio that you need inside your ear is Kevin.
Yeah, thank you very much. The Hard Knock stuff is great, but I don't want to bury the lead.
Yeah.
This morning on Sean and RJ, I was listening out here on the radio.com app, guys. They got in a little bit of a fight, a little bit of a tizzy. Sean and RJ discussing something that came up based on the Jalen Ramsey article about Ben Roethlisberger and Matt Ryan.
Okay.
And I think this is a minute seven long.
All right.
And pretty much in this fight, you'll realize, I think this fight encompasses Sean and RJ, the show.
Yeah.
As a whole.
Yeah.
Here is the Sean and RJ fight from this morning.
All right. Autoflex Easing Fan Tax. Ryan or Roethlisberger? Who's more overrated?
It's a great question.
Neither one's like necessarily overrated. Matt Ryan's not overrated. Ben Roethlisberger's not overrated. Neither one of them are necessarily overrated. It's just who's better. Matt Ryan, outside of...
Ben Roethlisberger going to come up on this fan tax better. I'm just telling you.
You got your top three. Brady, Rodgers, Breeze. And then it's Matt. That's the next best quarterback in the league.
Ben.
It ain't Matt. Ben by the counting numbers, maybe. You know, if you just want to go old school.
That's
not how the game is anymore.
Look, RJ, I'm not gonna keep fighting with you. I've watched the damn games. I watch more football than you do, so I don't really want to hear
it. It's impossible.
I go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours, yes, I do.
No, you don't. Tell me what I do and what I don't.
Well, don't
do.
Tell me. I watch the damn games. You're reading freaking stats.
I'm at a sports bar watching these games.
You're looking at formulas that you don't understand. So don't tell me about.
But don't
what
tell
I see
me to watch the games. I'm watching.
You don't watch them more than I am. You're not watching
it's
more
physically
than I am.
Impossible for you to be gone for 3 hours and not.
Okay, we'll go through your schedule in the commercial break because I can tell you what you did on the Sundays.
What a great tease.
We like to watch the game.
Oh, my God. That's great, Brent. Okay, God. It's going along. It's slightly tense. And then when Sean tells him,
Sean
RJ, I watch more football than you.
That's what it really.
That's.
Up.
I mean, that's.
Now I go home and still watch more.
That's the best part.
This is all right. So we said this to G-Bag earlier. If we were to do a parody of their show, it would sound exactly like this. And the thing that's so amazing is, as this was going down, this is Choppy to a T. As this is going down, Choppy is the guy that I've heard on his own show say he watches way more college football than pro football.
Yes.
And that he way prefers it by his own admission. But since there's an argument going on, he's got to take the alternate position to argue with Sean in the idea of two guys arguing over who watches more football is the exact reason why we made that joke earlier that they have all the time in the world. Made this joke yesterday. They have all the time in the world to master cornhole. It's just their lifestyle. If you're going to argue with someone over who has more time to watch more pro football, that is an indication that you also have time to do a lot of other things that people don't have time to do.
Do we mind, Shippy? Can we do this start-stop style? Because I got about 40 things that pop up.
So you're looking at formulas that you don't understand.
Can you start it from the beginning?
Oh, that's a shot.
Now I'm going to stop you after Roy pops in, okay? Start from the beginning.
Okay.
All right, Autoflex Easing Fan Tax. Ryan or Roethlisberger? Who's more overrated?
It's a great question.
Stop. Now, Roy said that seriously, not jokingly. If one of you guys said, Ryan or Roethlisberger, who's more overrated? And I said, great question.
It's a great question.
I'll be doing it in a joking manner because of what? Why would we get it? We be getting into that conversation.
That is weekend national sports talk syndicated radio.
And that's why Roy fits in good with them because Roy's like, yeah, I'm in on this.
Right.
Great question.
But they made it interesting, and they're both so passionate about it. They're all passionate about it, which was great. But yeah, dude, that turned into a brawl over that. All right.
I'd kill for the day that one of you guys asked that question on the air. And I would probably say great question just like Roy did,
question.
I just wouldn't mean it. Okay, let's pick it up.
It's a great question.
Neither one's like necessarily overrated. Matt Ryan's not overrated. Ben Roethlisberger's not overrated. Neither one of them are necessarily overrated. It's just who's better. Matt
Stop.
Ryan.
All right, Stop.
That in itself is confusing.
I thought the whole premise of this was this Jalen Ramsey saying that those guys were overrated. Isn't that the whole premise of why they're arguing about this in the first place?
Yes.
Okay, so that it's actually exactly the opposite of what Choppy's saying.
Right. Right.
Like, that's why they're into this in the first place.
But he's saying, no, no one anywhere is overrating them.
Right.
They're not overrated. Everyone has the exact perfect rating on them everywhere.
These guys are properly rated. It's about who's better.
So let's talk about who's better. So then Sean allows that to the court, accepts that. And now they move forward in the argument, and it's like, okay, now let's move on to which is better.
By the way, hold on. Think about how useful Roy saying that's a great question is for a drop interview.
Yeah.
Just as a punctuator.
Maybe multiple times.
Oh, yeah. He's chiming
and
in.
And that Sean question in general.
Go ahead, Shibby.
So good.
It's just who's better. Matt Ryan, outside
Ben
of...
Ben Roethlisberger going to come up on this fan tax better. I'm just telling you.
You got your top three. Brady, Rodgers, Breeze. And then it's Matt. That's the next best quarterback in the league.
It's Ben.
By the county numbers, maybe. You know, if you just want to go old school.
By the what? County records? By the county records?
Okay, hold on.
What did he say?
Yeah, I think the accounting numbers.
The accounting numbers?
Is that by the counting numbers, maybe.
Oh, by the counting numbers.
Counting numbers?
I guess
is that a formula?
Like Super Bowls? Super Bowl.
What are counting numbers?
The Super Bowl.
That's like...
See, why would you say by Super Bowl? He says counting numbers.
It's like saying by the colorful colors. If you paint this with the colorful colors... It will be painted in a colorful way.
The counting numbers.
RJ, come down. We're going to do the math with the counting numbers. You ready for the counting numbers?
No, that's counting crows.
Counting crows. Yeah.
It makes me wonder if there's some new football stat I'm not aware of that RJ is in a lab going,
Remember, counting numbers.
What are the numbers that aren't counting numbers?
All right, today
they're just in random order?
Yeah, today it's random integers. Pick a number. Right. They don't go in any order.
Are we going to use the counting numbers or this bag of numbers where you just you don't count them, you just pull them out of the sack?
I pulled out a four. All right, give that to Matt Ryan. He pulled out a four.
Is that a counting number?
Which one wouldn't have? Pull out Ben's number.
Did you count to get to that number? Did you pull it out of the sack?
Pull out Ben's number. Pull out the number. What'd you get? Say it's a six. He's better. Counting numbers.
All right. So let's keep going.
Oh, Ben by the counting numbers, maybe. You know, if you just want to go old school.
Okay.
All right, stop.
He watches the game.
Now, hold on. It's almost like he took a shot at Sean saying, your antiquated methods are old school, buddy. And now Sean's like, what? Now he's getting mad. RJ, now you lit the fuse.
RJ basically said to Sean, some of us like to watch the game.
Yeah.
He basically said
that. Watch the game.
He went Musburger on him.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Because he's saying the counting numbers, if you're counting how many numbers he has.
But I watch the game.
But I watch the game. You're this is the Galloway watch the damn game. Now he's saying, you don't watch the game. I watch football. You don't even know. All right.
You know, if you just want to go old school.
Okay.
That's not how the game
stop.
Is. Anymore.
Look.
I think Sean's trying to figure out what the counting numbers are there.
Flustered right there.
When he's,
he goes, okay.
No, I know, but listen. If you listen to Sean, Sean's ready to argue, but he doesn't even know the foundation of what they're arguing about.
So here's what he's doing. Is he's like, what? That's like a hot rod when the wheels are spinning?
Yes.
It's about to take off at full speed, but it's like, screeching.
He doesn't know the direction because he has no idea what RJ is saying. He's pissed because RJ has said the counting numbers. He's trying to, in his head, trying to figure out, wait, what am I arguing about? I don't even know what, I'm ready to argue, but I don't even know what ground we're standing on. Just give me something to yell about.
All right.
Okay.
That's not how the game is anymore.
Look, RJ, I'm not going to keep fighting with you. I watch the damn games. I watch more football than you do. So I don't really want to hear
it. It's impossible.
I go home and still watch more.
RJ's point is you can't watch more football than me. You've done the pregame show for the last 5 years.
And on top of that, Sean's about to yell at Choppy for Choppy telling him what he already said to Choppy.
Cowboys play a lot of 325 games with the pregame show starting at noon. How's Sean watching all that football?
I know,
that's what RJ's saying.
But if you listen to this, Sean is the first one that tells Choppy that he watches more football, and then when Choppy says back at him, no, I watch more football, Sean goes, don't tell me how much football I watch! Right after telling Choppy how much football he watched. You realize how insane that is? Don't you dare say to me what I just said to you! These are crazy people. Start it back up again.
Look, RJ, I'm not going to keep fighting with you. I've watched the damn games. I watch more football than you do, so I don't really want to hear
it. It's impossible.
I go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours. Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Tell me what I do and what I don't do.
Well, don't tell me. I watch the damn games. You're reading freaking stats.
I'm at a sports bar watching these games.
You're looking at formulas that you don't understand. So don't tell me about what I see and what I
don't. But don't tell me to watch the games. I'm watching the games.
You don't even watch them more than I am. You're not watching
it's
more
physically
than I am.
Impossible for you to be gone for 3 hours and not.
Okay, we'll go through your schedule in the commercial break because I can tell you what you did on the Sundays.
Oh, that's so great.
RJ saved his weird comment that he watches the game at sports bars by saying that it is impossible because the math does say that RJ would watch more.
What is the point of saying he watches it at sports bars?
I don't know.
Wait, I'm thinking that's not the best environment to watch the game. No, you're watching all the games at once and you're getting hammered. It's like, yeah. I don't know.
He's boldly proclaiming that he's the target demo.
If you watch one game, you've watched 3 hours. If you're watching nine games at once, you've watched 27 hours.
Okay.
By the counting numbers, he's using
counting numbers now.
Because Sean's doing the pregame show and not watching the football.
Right.
We'll go through your schedule in the commercial break.
What? God, what a horrible segment coming up. I mean, I can't imagine a worse segment.
He's gonna grill him on his schedule.
Sundays?
Because I can tell you what you did on the Sundays.
To really find out who watches more football.
Coming up next, hour-by-hour breakdown of Choppy's schedule.
Well, Sundays I get up at 9:15.
I ate a huge bowl of bran.
So here's the thing.
So you're looking at formulas that you don't understand.
What part of the day does he do that? Is that at 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock, he's looking at the formulas he doesn't understand. 5:30, he breaks out the counting numbers. 6:30, time to make some pasta.
7:30, he breaks out the sack of numbers.
Just in time for Sunday night football. I got to get 3 more hours in. I see you, Sean.
Just playing with a bag of numbers, looking at him, pulling them out, looking at him like baseball cards. Oh, here's a 4. Here's a 2.
Now put Choppy's full mustached head on a baby body and a diaper counting numbers.
But I think Sean was like, look, I'm not arguing with you. I'm done with this. And then he said, I watch more football than you. That's when it escalated to a new level. But the whole time, I think Sean got extra heated with RJ, but I don't think RJ's blood pressure ever rose. It just doesn't go.
This is normal.
I think what he said, don't tell me what I do and don't do. That's enough.
But he's smiling while he's doing it. He's pleasantly having fun. He's like the dog. You just threw the ball. He went and got the dog. He
didn't know how mad freaking stats.
Why, how far you threw the ball because you were pissed off. He brought it back, goes wagging his tail, wanting to talk to Sean about sports.
Man, it's so childish. Yes, I do. No, you don't.
8:30, argue with neighbor about Yankees bullpen.
Can we hear the whole thing again, please, Shippy?
It's a great question.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you.
Here we go.
All right, Autoflex Easton Fantex. Ryan or Roethlisberger, who's more overrated?
It's a great question.
Neither one's like necessarily overrated. Matt Ryan's not overrated. Ben Roethlisberger's not overrated. Neither one of them are necessarily overrated. What? It's just who's better. Matt Ryan, outside of
Ben Roethlisberger, going to come up on this Fantex better. I'm just telling you.
You got your top three: Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, and then it's Matt. That's the next best quarterback in the league.
Ben.
It ain't Ben. It's Ben by the counting numbers, maybe. You know, if you just want to go old school. That's not how the game is anymore.
Look, RJ, I'm not going to keep fighting with you. I've watched the damn games. I watch more football than you do, so I don't really want to hear
it. It's impossible. You're doing the –
I go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours. Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Tell me what I do and what I don't do.
Well, don't tell me. I watch the damn games. You're reading freaking stats.
I'm at a sports bar watching these games.
You're looking at formulas that you don't understand. So don't tell me about
what I see and
what I don't.
But don't tell me to watch the games. I'm watching the games.
You're not even watching more than I am. You're not watching
more than I am. It's physically impossible for you to be gone for 3 hours and not.
Okay, we'll go through your schedule in the commercial break because I can tell you what you did on the Sunday.
I'm going to tell you what you did.
Because I can tell you what you did on the Sunday.
I'm just like saying, you know what? You don't know what you did. I know what you did. And I'm going to tell you what you did on Sunday.
Coming up next. Wait, you can actually hear the... I feel like you can hear the part of that, too, where Sean jumps out of his chair. There's a part in there where I can tell Sean has jumped out of his chair and is embracing the mic in a more aggressive way.
Oh, God.
You don't watch more than me.
That's exactly how their argument started, where they were raking the Cowboys receivers on their way to the bathroom during a commercial break.
But they're already undisputed number one and two and watching the most football at the station. So it's like, no one's, you're fighting over the title and it's so close. It's like, it's hard to.
And Roy is sitting there inside going, I watch more football than both of those guys. He's just scared to say it.
4-hour show on that minute of radio.
I still, though, I'm going to lean in the favor of Sean because he is hosting the pregame show and then coming home watching more football than RJ at a bar. And Sean is not using the counting numbers.
Yeah.
You know? I'll take Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
God, I think the winner is the audience.
I know.
I think
you
everybody
did on
won.
Sunday.
That's like creepy.
That's like a horror movie. I still know what you did on Sunday.
Choppy looks out the window of the sports bar and Sean's peering in as he's tracking RJ on a Sunday.
He's hanging out on a Twin Peaks.
We're way late. Coming up next, it's
we'll go through your schedule in the commercial break.
Beating. All right, coming up next, let's do the Today Game.
Because I can tell you what you did on the Sundays.
I can tell you what's going to win the Today Game next year is this. We'll do that next on the Bennett Sketch Show, 105.3 The Fan.
We need a drop interview with an NFL player. And Sean goes, I'm going to tell you what you did on Sundays.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.